We've got a guy named Scott on the phone for a second date today. And Scott said in his email that he shared his secret talents over dinner.
Okay, cool.
And why doesn't
is it secret?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You didn't say what specifically his talents are, but if I had to guess, I'm guessing it's singing with his mouth closed. I should have thought of doing that for my song of the week. Do you think the audience would enjoy that?
I don't
How
think
do
so.
Do
Isn't that just humming?
Yeah.
No, it's worse than humming.
No, is that not working?
I don't even know what that was.
No, I thought it was Post Malone.
Okay, no, you don't have a talent for it.
Well, maybe Scott does. Scott, did I guess your talent correctly?
No, not, that wasn't it.
Oh man.
I want to say I'm shocked.
I was sure. Okay, well, I guess we'll get to your secret talent later. But first, tell us about the girl that you went out with. What's her name?
Name's Kate.
Kate?
Yeah, met online. I mean, what can I say? Like, the profile pic, it's a lot of it. I mean, it's always like 90% of it, honestly.
What else did you like about her?
Well, I liked, it sounds cliche, but her personality, and it had to do with her writing, the about me section.
Okay,
like,
cool.
It was all about her wordplay, and it was really funny.
Was she like into puns or something? What did she say?
Oh, there's like dad jokes in there. There's puns. I mean, yeah, I can give you some examples.
Yeah, please.
Go ahead. We love bad jokes.
Okay. She said right off the bat, I have Russian heritage, but that doesn't mean I want to rush into anything. Okay, right. She said she liked geography.
Uh-huh.
And so she mentioned, like, I do like Japanese men, but it doesn't mean that she wants them to get into her Japanties.
Oh.
I know.
Okay.
This girl's a keeper, Scott.
Yeah,
she's a keeper, and you should marry her.
That last one, I don't know that it really got me, but...
Every guy has their own different turn-on, so your turn-on is wordplay.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so how did your date go? What'd you guys do?
Okay, so I'm like pumped to meet this girl, and we meet at dinner.
Okay.
We had a great time, and like I mentioned how much I appreciated her profile.
Uh-huh.
And I said, like, well, you know, I want to return the favor. I want to entertain you.
Oh.
And so I did. I shared with her my secret talent.
Okay.
I'm dying to know what your secret talent is.
I am a professional juggler and magician.
That's
That's
cool. Not a secret talent.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's
magician.
A profession.
Yeah,
that's your job, man.
That's hard.
It is, but I don't go by my name with it. Like, I'm known as the juggler.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's
all right.
I like it.
I just kind of plug myself. You mind if I do that real quick?
Yeah, go for it, man.
You can Google me, the juggler. You can find me on Insta as well. So check that out. You also can Google magic hands. If you do like a local search, you can find me under magic.
I don't know that I want to do that. Yeah.
I've done that before.
Wait,
that's interesting.
Are you Mr. Magic Hands 0667?
How would you know?
Jeff knows.
I'm just curious for my own.
Oh my God. Okay, wait. Back to the date, Steve. It's a great profession, but back to the date. What was her reaction when you told her that you were a professional juggler and magician?
You know, she was impressed. So I just went for it because at this point in the date, they brought out some dinner rolls. And started juggling. I even let her do one of our, you know, our staples, which is she picks up a roll and throws it into my juggling. So I got to six rolls with her.
Oh, cool.
Dude, that's awesome. What a surprise for her. Think about it. She's calling you on a bluff. She doesn't believe you. She has no idea who you are. And then suddenly,
I mean, that's definitely an impressive show. But did you actually do any time dating her, or were you just performing the whole night?
We put the rolls down. I talked for a bit. And we got to dessert, actually, and I started juggling again. I started juggling spoons.
Spoons.
Oh, that sounds like a higher difficulty.
It is.
Okay.
If you had done steak knives, then I'd be impressed.
Okay.
And everything's getting smaller and smaller.
Wait, though. Did she ask for the encore performance?
She didn't ask for it. I just went for it again. You know, I went for it, and, you know, she was impressed again, and I even asked her to rate my juggling.
Oh.
Give me, like, out of 10. You know, I just wanted to see what her honest opinion was. And she gave me a 9.
Oh, well, that's good.
But what could have made it a 10?
Well, and I asked her, like, so why not a 10? Because, you know, like, again, with my business, the juggler, I get 10 ratings all the time.
That's what you do.
But now, why do I only get a 9? And she said, hey, anyone can improve on anything. So it's like, oh, okay.
Oh.
So, yeah, I have room to improve. And I appreciated that opinion.
That's very true.
Okay. Well, great.
It sounds positive to me. If she hated it, she would have given you like a 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is all very impressive, and she was clearly
entertained
by you. But what did you like about her? Did you do anything where you got to know her at all?
we had some more dad jokes, had some more just fun. Like, well, you know, she took some improv classes, you know, she's public speaking. Like, she's not shy. You know, I learned a lot about her. Like, she says what she means. You know, she's honest. There's no BS, you don't mind me saying, you know?
Okay.
So why wouldn't she tell you why she's not calling you back if there's no BS?
Well, and that's why I'm talking to y'all now, because, you know, I'm just really confused, because I walked her to her Uber. I didn't go in for a kiss. I actually revealed a rose from behind my back.
Whoa.
You did?
That's romantic.
It's a classy move.
He's always got something up his sleeve.
I'm into this date. And it sounds like from you that she was, too. If she's talking about her improv class, she's all for it.
Yeah, we just have to figure out the reason why she's not calling you back.
Maybe he made her entirely disappear.
Oh, no.
I mean, a magician never reveals that that did not happen.
Okay.
Or maybe you just cut her in half and she's in pieces now.
Oh, no.
Hasn't put her back together yet.
Oh, man.
We're going to find out the truth when we give Kate a call.
All right. Sounds great.
Your second date coming up right after this.